The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
I'm still getting acclimated here this morning. See, it's so loud. Okay, there we go. 92.7 WMDX. Good morning, Madison. This is the John and Gordy Show. And my name is Aaron. We've got Jamie.
Hello.
We've got producer Dom.
How's it going?
How y'all doing?
Well, we're here. And we were here a week ago, and it is a much different story weather-wise.
It's so
melting
nice
today. It's actually melting.
It is
already.
So nice. It's going to be a weather warm-up today, and we're going to talk a little bit more about weather later on in the show. We'll give you a preview of that. This is like become a Wednesday morning hootenanny.
It's a habit. We've officially started a habit. What do they say? 21 days, and you officially have a habit if you stick with it. We're like at 21 days, 3 weeks, right?
Yeah. I'm in a bowling league every Tuesday night. And so like we always hang out after we are on the west side. We bowl at Schwegler's and then they're always like, oh, yeah, let's go have a beer at the bar. Let's go eat some food. And then I'm like, yeah, I got to do the morning show again in the morning. And then one of my teammates was like, didn't you say you were done with that the week prior? And I'm like, no, I'm just doing one more. And then last night again, he was like, I thought you were done with that last week. And I'm like, no, I'm just doing one more. I'm kind of feeling at this point that I'll be doing this every single Wednesday for the rest of eternity.
We might, and that's okay. Well, not for eternity. Eventually, we'll get things back to normal. But, you know, John and Gordy are helping us out across the Civic Media Network doing the afternoon. So we need a little help in the morning. So it's been a plethora of people.
It has. And how has it been waking up this time around? Because, you know, I think the first time, I think it was difficult for you guys. How about now?
I want you to do me a favor, Dom. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Look at the bags under my eyes. Does it ever get any better? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, I think when you get up this early, it's just perpetual bags. In fact, I got up this morning. I'm getting ready. I looked in the mirror. Do you ever have those moments when you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, God, I actually have to go out and like be present in front of people right now? I had one of those moments this morning.
I was just, you know, I was so, so tired. I went to bed and then I woke up and then it was 2:53 a.m. And then I went back to bed, and then it was 4:45, and then I'm like, 10 more minutes. I rolled in here at like 5:45, but mentally, I was preparing for the show the entire way in.
Right. Well, you have to do that. You really do.
Because we meet yesterday, like we meet the day before,
yes.
And then we come in, and then we mentally prepare right before the show, and we write some things down. So anyway, glad to be here today again.
Of course.
Jamie, Dom, it's always so much fun. The phone lines are always open this morning. If you'd like to call us...
Hey, and we know the number this time. Last week, we didn't know the number.
We're
ready. We're ready this time.
It is 608-879-8255. Hello to everybody watching on StreamYard. You could do that if you want to watch us as we get the day started. As you get your day started with us right here on 92.7 WMDX. And also, you can text in through the free Civic Media app. If you don't have our free app yet, get it in the Google Play or App Store and grab it for free. Open up the app. Find 92.7 WMDX, and then use the text button at the bottom of your screen. This sounds so rehearsed because we've talked about it like a million times.
It is rehearsed in our brain because we do talk about it so often, but it's really not. It's all impromptu this morning, people. I promise. All impromptu. Extemporaneous speaking, as I was told in my debate classes long ago. I was a state champion debater nationwide, too, by the way.
I would not want to debate you.
I was. By the time I was a sophomore in high school, because the program that I was in South Dakota, we could start in seventh grade. So by the time I was a sophomore in high school, I was already a nationwide debater and had won first place a couple different times.
I'm learning something new from every
Fun
single
facts.
Day. Wow.
Fun facts. I know.
I was a high school bowler. Does that explain a lot my later life?
When you came in this morning, in fact, I said, how was bowling? How did you do? And you told me, what was the score last night?
I threw a 653 last night.
I was like, even with the gutter rails up, I'm not getting anywhere close to
also,
that.
Also, I did throw a gutter ball on my first, one of my balls, one of my first balls.
Oh.
And then when you do that, when you're like in an adult league, the guys behind you just kind of, it just gets a little quieter. They're like, we're going to give that guy some space. We're going to give him a moment to recombobulate and get it all back together. Hey, we've got a big show this morning because coming up at 6:35, we're going to talk about the challenges that you face when you're going back home or reuniting with relatives, friends, and family members for the holidays. And then coming up a little bit later in the show at 7:35, we're going to be speaking with my friend Scott Rippey of Rippeyology, and he does weather blogging. He's a social media personality, very, very good at just forecasting weather, but his weather has a little bit of a snark to it that makes it fun to watch.
Yes, absolutely. And he is very good. And so we're excited to talk to him because, well, we were just talking about the warmth this morning. It's almost balmy today. Like for Wisconsin in December, it's almost balmy because just 2 days ago, it was face stinging, face numbing, appendages freezing within just a couple of seconds. So at least today, we can be outside. I even had the coat unzipped coming in.
That was brutal. It was brutal. I was in Milwaukee all weekend. It was just so cold. And we would, my friends live like so close. They live down on the third ward and I was staying downtown. And I'm like, well, do you want to walk to me? Should I walk to you? And they're like, I don't think I can do it. I think I'm going to Uber. It's 0.3 miles between us and we're just going to Uber it. So
I know the past few weeks, it took me a while to start my car. So I had to wake up about 20 minutes earlier than I normally do just so I can keep my car from dying.
Was it double beanie? What kind of weather?
It was double beanie kind of weather. Yeah.
Double beanie?
Do you have
a beanie on today?
I don't.
Let's see that beanie.
Do you have it? He's got it with him though.
Here's what I'll do.
Put it on.
Got to take the headphones off first. There we go.
All right. For everyone checking on YouTube, this is my beanie of the day.
Love it.
Yes.
Might I add that you are wearing Packers colors.
You are.
And you're a Bears guy, which we're going to talk about that later in the show. What's up? Did you do that for me?
I did that for you guys. Yeah. I feel a little bad for the Packers. I don't know.
Wait a minute. When this show is over. When this show is over, you are going to go back and you are going to cut that for the promo. Don't ever forget that you said that this morning.
I regret my decisions.
How are you doing, Producer Dom, with the neighbor when you wake up in the morning? Do you guys have lunch yet? Did you do anything?
I actually haven't seen him this whole week. And I'm starting to get a little nervous. Like, where did he go? I miss our little 30-second talk in the elevator and out the door. But I haven't seen him in the past few days. Maybe he's sick or something. But we were talking before the show how I should really get together and maybe, make a meal for him.
Sure.
Do you miss him?
I do miss him.
You do?
I do.
Your routine's been jolted.
That 30-second elevator ride is so, so lonely now.
It's true. I miss our little talks.
Maybe he's just gone for the holidays. Maybe he's visiting somebody.
You never know. You could... This could end up being your best friend. You don't even know it. They're in their building. You pass each other. It's sometimes difficult though for guys to become friends with other guys later in life. I feel like there's like a weird, like we get busy. We've got our families. We've got whatever going on. Like you have to make the extra effort. I feel like as a guy sometimes to befriend others in some way.
I don't know. As a female too, it's not any easier, honestly. And then you get really busy, and if you have families, it's the same kind of thing, right? Where you just don't have the time to commit. Now, I have a group of friends that I've had for, oh gosh, some of us for 25, 30 years, literally. And we're spread all over the world at this point. So the first Friday of every month, we have a committed point of contact where we get on to Zoom or Google Meet. It's whoever basically sets it up. And then we have cocktails together. No matter where we're at, we have our cocktail in hand. And it's just a really great way to catch up. And over the years, our group has ebbed. It's flowed. We've added our own daughters into the mix. We've brought in different friends. And so I think the last one we had this month, there was probably 40 of us in that. It was so much fun. It's a big virtual meeting. It is, but it's so much fun. And some of these women, honestly, they have been a lifeline in so many different ways. And so it's really fun to see new people come into the mix and then see those faces that I've known since basically middle school.
So it's kind of like this time of the year. I really love the get-togethers with the White Elephant Exchange. Mm-hmm. I always love the get-togethers with Friendsgiving, those are always fun. But those are the ones that are kind of built in throughout the year. It's a little bit more challenging when you get in that rut, you're working, you're doing all the million things to actually like get a group together to have an outing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know. COVID taught us a lot about the virtual world, and I love 3D. I love seeing people in 3D. That's how I refer to it. But 2D, when, you know, you have friends in Scotland who have lived there for like the last 20 years, I'm not getting down the block to see them often.
So. You could, Jamie, if you win the Powerball, because that is up to $1.25 billion dollars today. Is it today?
It's today. It's
the drawing's today.
Tonight, yeah. 10 o'clock? 9:59, something like that, I believe. I believe it's 9:59.
Are you buying a ticket?
You know, I don't usually buy tickets. I don't...
Just do one.
I know, I should.
Just for the hell of it, just
and
buy
not
one.
To mention the fact that on Monday's Powerball drawing, we actually had two $50,000 winners here in Wisconsin. One of them bought a ticket at the Piggly Wiggly in Hartford, and there was another $50,000 ticket sold in Sun Prairie at Quick Trip. So, I mean, 50 grand even this time of year? Come on now.
I'm going to have to start shopping the pig. That's going to be something I have to... We grew up with Piggly Wiggly in my hometown. And I just thought it was a local thing. And then I end up moving off to college. And then I'm moving down to Madison. And I start seeing people wearing sweatshirts with the pig on it.
I think it's crazy because it's become its own like clothing brand. I know I have a friend who has some socks that have Piggly Wiggly on them.
It was the same thing with me. I didn't even know Piggly Wiggly existed until I came to Wisconsin. Because we always had something similar called a Jewel Osco.
Yes.
Jewel Osco.
Yeah, I think it's similar. And that's where I got all my groceries and stuff. I never really chose Piggly Wiggly. But
I went to the Cottage Grove Piggly Wiggly 1 week ago to renew my license because there's a kiosk there.
I forget there's one in Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
Shows what I know.
It's a great. I got bananas and license. There you go. That's what I got at my local Piggly Wiggly.
Since when did we get to the point when merch was popular from grocery stores and convenience stores? And then there's the chain in Iowa that's now, I think, something else. Come and Go. That was a big chain.
Oh,
if you drive
South
through
Dakota.
Iowa. Yeah, in South Dakota.
Yep.
So a lot of people wear that merch.
We've got the Buc-ee's that we're getting here in Wisconsin. I mean,
the one in Oak Creek.
Oh, Buc-ee's are amazing.
What is a Buc-ee's? I've never been.
It's like a little gas station city is what it is.
Somebody should text in right now. So if you open up the Civic Media app and find 92.7 WMDX, tell producer Dom what is waiting for him at a Buc-ee's if you've never been
glorious.
To one before.
I feel like I should. I mean, I don't know where they are, but...
So picture getting gas in your car. Your favorite pastry with a cup of coffee, and then being able to do shopping, like knocking off your entire Christmas list for mom, dad, girlfriend, siblings, everybody. You can do it all. There's amazing like food options.
Have you been to Disney?
I have. Yes,
well,
I have.
This is the Disney of convenience stores.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, they're amazing.
You persuaded me.
They're amazing. Buc-ee's are awesome.
All right.
Very excited about this.
Well, there's a big weekend ahead, not just because it's the final shopping weekend of the year, but there's also a big event happening on Saturday nights, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Again, you can chat with us this morning with the phone lines at 608-879-8255. You can also text us through the free Civic Media app as we wake up on this Wednesday morning, 6:19. I hope you're off to a great start. No need for so many layers like we had to have last week.
Awesome. So awesome.
This is the John and Gordy Show. It's Aaron and Jamie on 92.7 WMDX. Bobby Sue, took the money and run. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
How many times must we take this disgrace? Another Bears fan throwing insults in our face. The Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game. Even if from time to time they've been a little lame. How could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
How do you like that, Ed? How do you like that, Dom? Huh?
I want to cry and sit.
He's our pack. He's our Bears fan. It is the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX. Good morning, Madison. 6:23. Going to be a warmer day today. I think we may hit, like, what, 40? close to 40,
yeah,
upper
30s.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome. They're actually putting a little salt out right now because it's a little freezy right now and things have melted, so there's a little bit of a glaze. So I'm watching a neat little like sidewalk spreader
that
thing
looks like
out
a
there.
Fun job, right?
It does.
That looks like fun.
It really does.
When they fire me here, I'm going to spread the salts all over the city.
Thought
of Madison.
I was fired this morning.
Packers Bears this weekend, big rivalry. This is a bigger game than normal. Normally, yes. We get to this time of the year, and it's kind of over because the Packers usually are already going to be the team that everybody expects to win, but not this year. I'm coming to your defense, Bears fans, this morning. Saturday night, 7:20, I think it is. It's going to be the game that really defines whether or not this team is got a fighting chance, the green and gold, to make it to the postseason. And I'm just sounding not so optimistic for some reason.
Well, let's be real. Watching Micah Hyde go down with an ACL injury last weekend Micah Hyde. He hasn't been with the team in like 10 years.
That was like the Super Bowl team.
I'm tired.
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
I'm tired. I'm sorry. Plus, I was thinking about the Bears still suck, and I feel like
you're
we need
some
Micah
sort of... You're talking
about Micah
Parsons.
Yes, thank you.
You had the Micah, right?
I did. We need like a sing-along or something. Here's what I would argue, though. If you watch that game, the Parsons injury was not what derailed them in Denver last weekend. It was actually the Zach Tom injury when he went down on the O-line, which then became a complete disaster. Jordan Love absolutely had no protection or no time in the pocket, and offense kind of stalled between that and Christian Watson also hurting chest, shoulder, whatever it was. But by the way, Zach Tom and Christian Watson, slim chance probably, but still have a chance to play.
I'm going to blame
night.
It on the altitude, and it sure. just wasn't a good game, and it is what it is. So this game is really big.
It is.
One, because it is a good fighting chance for either team to not only win the division or go into the postseason, but also there's going to be those parties that we're all at where there's always going to be a nagging Bear fan just
of course.
Poking you, just bothering you.
So let's look at Dom right away. So how do you feel about this weekend's game as the resident Bears fan?
For so many years, the Bears have been terrible, and I'll admit that. But this is the first year I believe that we do have a fighting chance. I just want the Packers and Bears to be friends, right? Why can't we be friends? Okay.
Well, you're saying that as you wear Packers colors this morning. So if you're watching the live stream right now, you can see Dom's got his green and gold. Well, you don't have gold on, but you have green on.
Packers green, by the way. Or you're wearing a Bucks sweatshirt. It could be Bucks green, too, but we don't claim the Bucks this year,
do we? They can't see the logo on StreamYard, so that's okay.
They can't. That's true. Our cameras aren't tall enough. You know, here's the thing, though. If you are a Packers fan, you also need to be rooting for the Steelers this weekend.
So tell me more about the implications of that. We have to win first, right? Because the game's on Sunday. That game's on Sunday?
Yeah, Steelers and Lions are on Sunday at 3:25. Yes.
Okay, so if we do our part.
Right.
What if we don't do our part?
I haven't researched that enough to know that yet, because this is that time of year where there's always like these mathematical, right? And I don't get into the mathematical. All I know is at this point, if the Steelers can pull off the upset, which against the Lions at Ford Field.
I'm cheering for Aaron Rodgers all the way. Some people don't like the guy. I'm just going to keep cheering for him because he played really well over the weekend. And look, did you watch the documentary? Because I have a change of heart after watching the documentary.
I have not watched the documentary yet. What was the change of heart?
I just feel like I'm more connected to the guy. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I like the guy a lot more.
Does anybody really connect with him? That's the weird part with Aaron Rodgers.
He just doesn't. He feels like he has no obligation to live his life in the public spotlight. But he does, because he's a public figure. But he just feels like it doesn't matter to him. He doesn't care. He doesn't understand the obsession with it. And he's married.
Yes. And nobody's ever met this woman. If you even teammates, even best friends, going back to the David Bakhtiaris of the world, because, by the way, they're still besties, Randall Cobb, none of these people have met this woman that he's married to. They didn't even know he was married. And wild. They've been vocal about it. They've talked about it. They're like, we have no idea who she is, nor have we met her.
608-879-8255. Do the Packers have a chance to beat the Bears this weekend?
I think there's always a chance.
I know there's always a chance, but I'm just feeling a little weird about it. And Matt in Middleton, what do you think? Do we actually have a chance to win this game on Saturday, or am I just folding to the Bears fans at this point?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for filling in. Unfortunately, no, we're going to lose. The momentum is all with the Bears. They have confidence. They are very well coached. Their defense impressed me. I had no idea they were that good. I don't pay attention to every game. I'm not a person who watches football all day Sunday, so I did not even know that the Denver Broncos and the Chicago Bears were as good as they are.
Are you a Bears fan or are you a Packers fan?
Well, I'm a Packers fan. I moved to Wisconsin at the age of 11, started watching during the Brett Favre, Mike Holmgren days, and we were a beast, you know? So I only know the Packers as being good. So I'm prepared for the reality that you just can't
true story
going forever, you know?
True story, Matt. Thank you for the phone call. You can text in, too, through the Civic Media app. Who do you think's winning this one?
I'm going to say Packers.
All right.
Because I'm always going to be eternally optimistic.
Hey. I'm going to go 28-3 Bears.
I got to get more positive this morning.
28-3. Listen to him.
Jeez. Another big weekend coming up. We're talking holidays right around the corner. It's the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
When we score, I do the Pacarena. Packer fans do it from Jenza to Nina. We all want more. Another Pack score in 96. He's Reggie White we vote for.
Bar doesn't touch on and he does the Pacarena. Reggie White sacks the quarterback. He does the Pacarena. Robert Bush in the stands and he does the Pacarena. Green Bay Pacarena.
92.7 WMDX. It is the John and Gordy Show. Good morning, Madison. 6:35. A warm-up today. Jamie in for Gordy, and I'm in for John. How
sure.
does that work?
That whatever. We're not John and Gordy,
Aaron
by the
and
way.
Jamie. Hey, the Packerina. Big shout out to my dear friend and a friend of our company here, Civic Media, Jane Matinair, retiring after a really storied career in Milwaukee radio. So anybody who knows Jane, anybody who's listened to this station before has heard of Jane Matinair. Shout out to you, Jane. We love you, and we wish you a very happy retirement. But Jane was part of the production of the Packerina.
Yes.
Way back in 1996.
The year they won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There was some momentum there. I mean, not the same momentum we're maybe feeling this weekend going into that game, but it was pretty cool.
I'm negative this morning about it.
I know.
I'm negative about the game, and I'm a Packers fan. I'm just feeling a little down today.
It's going to be interesting, and I think people are feeling down because of the amount of injuries to really star players on the team that they sustained last weekend. So I get it. I get it. We'll see. You know what? It's just football.
It's just football. Mark from the sack on the text line. Like the song from Oklahoma, the farmer and the cowboy should be friends. The Packers and Bear fans should be friends. The Vikings, however... I agree. They are not nice fans.
Insufferable. Vikings fans. Okay. And if you're a Vikings fan, you might be a perfectly wonderful person. We lived in the Twin Cities for quite some time. And we obviously had a lot of friends who were Vikings fans. Insufferable. They think there's this huge rivalry. And we were talking about it at the break. The year that Minneapolis hosted the Super Bowl. We were living there, and we had so many friends because the off season always their favorite time of year if you're in Minneapolis. They thought they were going to take the trophy, and we're like, nope, you're going to watch that baby come in, and then you're going to watch it go right out the door. And that's exactly what happened.
So a big weekend, not only for sports, but we are also gearing up for the holidays because a week from today is Christmas Eve. A week from tomorrow is Christmas Day. This always is a touchy subject, but I can imagine that this year, more than ever, is going to be a touchier subject, and that is... how do you just get out of having to have those political discussions with family members during the holidays? Setting boundaries. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. Thankfully for me, you guys, we're all pretty much aligned with the same stuff. And we honestly don't really want to talk. We make like subtle jokes, but we pretty much just don't have to have that discussion. And there's only a couple people that do. And usually they're not always at every family function. But we just, it's one of those things that we all just realize we are all a little different. But we all kind of come together and we just don't talk about politics in general. So thankfully, I don't have to deal with this. But do you have to bow out of family politics or holiday politics?
All right. So let me tell you, I grew up in South Dakota, so obviously very red state. A majority of my family is aligned with, different politics than I am. Now, I don't spend the holidays with them, but just as a general rule, we don't talk about politics because we all have such differing opinions. And that's okay because I love my family. I don't need to talk about those things with my family. There are other things that we can have discussions on when we are together. And they don't necessarily agree with me. I don't really care what they think. And honestly, I don't think they should care what I think either, because that's not what family should be doing. But there's always that one person at the family event, right? You always got the drunk uncle, right? Let's be honest. Who's had too many brandies, too much peppermint schnapps and the hot cocoa there, who always has to bring it up It's just what happens.
It just happens this way. Experts say that avoiding political discussions with family during the holidays involves setting clear boundaries, preparing neutral conversation topics, and having graceful exit strategies with the goal of prioritizing those family bonds, as Jamie mentioned, and having some peaceful atmosphere over political debate. So through the text line, what have been your strategies to getting out of those conversations, or what was the worst situation that happened to you, and how did you manage it? Did you just leave? Did you excuse yourself? Did you say, I'm going home, I'm out? You can call us at 608-879-8255. These could be really bad stories. We're open to the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you're not too comfortable sharing over the phone, you can always text us through the free Civic Media app. And there's some strategies, Jamie.
Yes.
What you can do to prepare yourself and what to do if it escalates.
I mean, and it kind of depends on what your situation is. So experts give us several different scenarios. So a proactive strategy, which would be before your holiday gathering, meaning you set the boundaries, as you mentioned, ahead of time. And they also say have an ally, meaning you coordinate with somebody that you trust. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's, your cousin who you love dearly, as a conversation buddy, and agree on some signals that essentially, like that wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we're going to get out of this conversation and go do something else. And also have a plan for some conversation starters, things that really just redirect the conversation away from the political talk.
Wow. What about the Packers? They beat the Bears over the weekend. That was pretty good, huh? That's a pretty good game.
Or if you're Mark over here on the text line, who has a dear family who lives in Minneapolis and Minnesota, who loves the Vikings, and then you redirect to the Bears-Packers conversation. You can redirect to how bad the Vikings are. You could totally do that in other conversation.
Other redirection includes using humor, which is always really nice. Sometimes a little sarcasm might be good in that humor, just because if you got the right people around,
right? You're
all looking at each other in the same way. Practice active listening. Instead of trying to change minds, just listen and acknowledge, and then maybe you move on and they're less defensive and they feel heard. You can also, again, focus on those shared values. Remind yourself that you and others share fundamental values like family, community, well-being, and how great the green bean casserole is.
That's right. Who doesn't love a green bean casserole?
This guy right here. Not a big fan. I don't know why. Sorry to get off topic, but I'm not a big fan of green bean casserole.
Is it the onions or is it the cream of mushroom?
It's the cream of mushroom. I like onions, but cream of mushroom I was never a fan of.
I've never served a green bean casserole at any of my family holiday gatherings ever.
You are missing out.
I don't hate green bean casserole. It's not my go-to.
I could go for some I could go for some as soon as can you buy green bean casserole do they make it at like festival? Could I go there into the deli and just get a batch of it?
Oh, probably.
I think there's a can. You can you can buy a can.
Can of green. Is it like my cranberries that go schlunk?
When I was really young, I would love green bean casserole because my mom would be like, oh, I made green bean casserole. It's like, cool. And then she'd like turn her back, and then I would just scrape off all the crispy onions on top and put them on my plate.
I mean, that's
the only
thing
I liked about it.
Eating the green bean casserole with that many onions, though, is also a way to get out of the political conversations with the family. Just stand close enough after the green bean casserole. Nobody wants the onion smell. Nobody wants the onion breath.
I would always love it, our family get-togethers, because my mom, so we have in our, like in my family basement, we actually moved an old bar into my parents' basement. So they were building this bar. Anyway, so during the holidays, everybody sits at this bar, and it looks like a real bar. There's
sure.
bar signs, there's whatever. So grandma would sit here, and then my mom would sit over there on the other end, and then all of a sudden, grandma would get up on politics, and then all of a sudden, you hear in the most Wisconsin way, ma, enough, ma, no more ma. Why? And then she'd like kind of do that thing with her hand.
Yeah. We're shush kind of thing. Yeah.
Ma, we're not talking about that.
Oh, family gatherings are just the best. It really does bring out the best and sometimes the worst in people. And, you know, the part about family gatherings that I love the best is just that. You know that there's going to be parts that are going to go the same way every single time. And you can basically sit on the couch and be like, oh, three. Two, ooh, here it comes kind of thing. I love that about families.
I think the best way to diffuse it is one, sports, and then two, you have to do the white elephant exchange because that seems to just be something fun.
Yes.
It 100% redirects everything having to do with talking about politics over the holidays.
Yeah, and you know, and experts also say that if you get into these situations, there are exit strategies to leave the conversation. So the first thing you should do is take a break. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you feel like it's just too much, if you're being a little activated, make excuses. I need some fresh air. I mean, if I'm saying I'm going to go do the dishes after a holiday meal, you pretty much know I need to get away from it all because nobody's volunteering for that job. Or I just need to use the restroom, right? Like just do that. You could also set a firm boundary and just walk away. Basically say, if somebody's being pushy or disrespectful, I'm not going to engage in this. I'm not going to have this conversation. Let's talk about something different. And remember your goal. Keep in mind that these gatherings are generally not the time or place where you're going to change someone's deep-rooted thoughts.
You're never going to change their mind, especially when you get together. If you haven't seen each other in a year, sometimes maybe longer if you're all coming from different places. So again, when did the conversation spiral out of control? How did you excuse yourself? 608-879-8255. You can just text us through the free Civic Media app and we'll read those responses there. It's wild to think that we're a week away from Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day is a week away from tomorrow.
Right.
And I just want to have a peaceful time. I just want a little kumbaya. I want some good food. Don't want to talk about anything. We already see enough of this on our screens with our current commander. He's a real treat sometimes, huh?
It's fun. He's got words, lots of words, and we hear them a lot. But no, I mean, you know, and that's cool. If you're into that kind of thing, enjoy those lots of words. The rest of us just want our eggnog, maybe a little extra rum in it or something. And, you know, we want maybe some hot apple cider and lots of cookies.
Really ever want to become friends with the person that comes equipped, geared up, and ready to go to talk about that stuff. Because there are people out there who are so ready to talk about it because they want to make their point heard.
Yeah. You know where you hear that a lot? You know where you hear that a lot? It's not even a family gathering. It's more of a friends gathering. Diners in the morning. You have those people, right? You sit there. Those are my favorite places to go, by the way. You go to a diner and you sit back and you just listen to the conversation around you. And it's those people you're talking about. They are ready to go. They come in, they get their coffee. And before they've even taken their first sip, they are like on bullet point number five.
It's either that or it's... Yep. So Lois is doing some shopping later today.
I love coffee.
Then we're
going to
go out and going to watch a little TV. We may go to that one movie. I think, what was that guy? Neil Diamond. We're going to go to that movie maybe on Christmas. That's going to be good. Hey, you heard Hugh is in Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Serving ice cream at cops.
You do it so good. You do it so well.
A little practice.
I'm from really rural Wisconsin. Well, I guess it's not that rural, but it's Sheboygan County. It's kind of rural.
It's pretty rural. I mean, and I grew up in the Midwest, so it's funny because people think I have a Wisconsin accent. and I don't hear it. But then
I don't hear it.
Then
I'll be honest.
Then
I don't.
We hear people who come from down south. You know, we have a lot of storm chasers. They'll come up. They'll stay with us for a few days, and they're like, "Oh my God, say it again! Please say that word again because it's so funny when you do." Don't know if I should be insulted or not.
Yeah. I won't make you say it. Good morning, Madison. 6:48. It's the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. We've got a lot to get to, including a chit chat, a weather chat with our friend Scott Rippey of Rippeyology. That's going to be coming up at 7:35. Feel free to text us through the free Civic Media app this morning. 92.7 WMDX.
You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
We can change the world.
Welcome back to the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX. It's Aaron and Jamie filling in for John and Gordy. They are back in the afternoon, holding down the network from 2 until 5 o'clock. Producer Dom behind the glass, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We've been doing this show for the last 3 Wednesdays, and last week we were talking about some of the things you don't realize. We're actually, during the break, we were talking about age. And just kind of how you become friends with different people at different ages. But we have an update from something that the three of us discussed last week, Wednesday. And that was, I had mentioned, because I'm an old soul, and I just like to coupon and I like discounts, that I've had an AARP membership for a couple of years. Now, we got a lot of people listening going, I get it. They're like, well, there's nothing special about that. I understand it. But for those of you who don't realize, you can be any age to get that membership. And we have a follow-up to our conversation last week. You, out of the blue, Producer Dom, said, do you sign up for one?
I did, yes. I signed up for one an hour after the show.
And how old are you?
I am 22. And I didn't think I could do it. But after you persuaded me, Aaron, you changed my life. And now I have it. I have it digitally. I don't have it as like an actual card that comes in next month. But lots of benefits on there.
Did I change your life because you now get 15% off at Outback Steakhouse? Or exactly. is that the reason?
Why am I the oldest one in the room who does not have that? Like, I actually probably qualify for AARP at this point. Why do I not have a membership?
Would you
card?
Sign up for one right now?
Well, yes. Okay. Challenge accepted with the Googles.
We're going to be in our own little clique.
All right.
Yep. Our own little clique here at the Civic
Think
Media offices.
Think how excited my husband will be when I'm like, look at this. I just saved you 15% at dinner. Oh, he'll be so excited.
Do you find, though, did you look around and do you save a lot of money in general? Like, are you somebody who likes to discounts and coupons? This time of the year, especially, everybody trying to save some money.
Yeah, I do tend to save a good amount. I have a couple of saving accounts that I have stored away. And I thought the AARP was like perfect for that. And that's kind of why I did it, because there's a lot of benefits. There's a lot of 15% off certain gas stations and certain restaurants, like you said, Outback Steakhouse. And there's car insurance you can get from it. I mean, there's so much.
So great. I am loving this conversation right now because I'm known in like my friendship circle as the person who loves discounts and points and miles. And I'm always talking about it. I'm talking with Jamie's husband about it all the time. I'm like, you got to get this credit card. But that's the thing. Like, you don't realize that you can sign up for this stuff. I always tell people, sign up for everything. Doesn't matter if it's a hotel, I was at a grocery store recently, way up in Escanaba, Michigan. We were doing some shopping over the Thanksgiving holiday. And the woman, sweet as can be, she's like, do you have our XYZ store loyalty card? And I'm like, no, we live in Madison. She's like, do you want to sign up? I'm like, yeah. Wow. I don't know if I'll be in Escanaba again anytime soon. I'm signing up.
Corey's got family in Escanaba, my husband.
Do you want my card?
Maybe.
You can give it to them at the holidays and then they can save me more money.
By the way, I just signed up. All done. That's how easy it was to sign up for the AARP.
Well, because we're going to have to do the show again next week now, because this is just becoming a recurring pattern. Wait till you come back and you're like, everything that I needed for the holidays, I'm saving even more money on all of a sudden.
No, I'm not. Okay, so when I shop, right, especially online shopping, I will not pay full price for anything. I do not believe in paying full price, especially on online shopping, because there is always a discount code that you can find for something.
We are not always endorsing any of this stuff on the air. I want to be very clear, but yes, there is another app you guys should use if you're not using it already. And this one's perfect for the holidays. It's Rakuten.
Oh, yeah.
Rakuten.
You heard of that?
Yes.
I have never heard of that. What is Rakuten?
So it is a portal. Basically, they partner with all sorts of retailers and businesses. And so you install the little like extension on your browser, mm-hmm, on your laptop, or you just have the app.
Yep.
And so anytime you want to shop, let's say you want to buy something from Macy's or you book a hotel room or whatever, you go through that. And then that redirects you to their page, and then it activates, and it'll say, like, hey, you get this much cash back. But these are one of those other things that I say, like, people should use because it actually puts more money back in your pocket.
Yes.
And it's just so nice.
Yeah.
No. Well, who doesn't want freebies and free money, right?
I'm a Rakuten user. Probably not as much as I should, but I do have Rakuten, and I love it. You know, and honestly, there are times when my husband will open the front door, and he'll be like, could you stop? Could you just stop? Why is there another package out here? And I'm like, because I have everything delivered. We live in a world where people bring me stuff. I don't have to go get it. They bring me food. They bring me groceries for me to cook food at home. They bring me clothing and I can return it if it doesn't work. They bring me stuff. I don't have to do it.
If I win the Powerball tonight, everything I do in my life is now going to be automated through concierge services. That's just the way it's going to be at this point.
And you know what? And I know that when I have to order like groceries online, whether it's through Instacart, DoorDash, any of the stores that have their own shopping service, I have to pay a little bit extra for the delivery. Here's how we equate it. Is it really that big of a deal, especially since I would have to drive there to do it myself? And there's people who do this for me. And I also, I'm a good tipper, by the way. I'm a really good tipper. So I always add a little extra, especially if it's really hot, really cold. And I'm so appreciative of these services. I really am. I really do appreciate these services.
I love when people say, what are the gas prices over here and there? And then they drive everywhere just to find the cheapest gas, even if it's 2 cents cheaper. Are you one of those people?
No.
To me, I'm like, come on.
No.
Come on. Just go whatever's close to you, right?
Yeah. Or in desperate need because my car is binging at me because it's almost empty. Yeah, I'm just going to stop and put gas in. Right. I don't care.
Rakuten, in case you're wondering what that app is. Catherine, thank you for the text message through the free Civic Media app. Phone lines are open this morning if you'd like to chat with us at 608-879-8255. Holidays are here, shopping season is here, and what extra money you might have to spend this time of year that you probably didn't realize you should probably spend on this, and we'll talk about it after 7 o'clock. The John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station, WMDXradio.com.